So I'm here in Valmiera at the World Latvian Economic and Innovation Forum with Andris K. Bērziņš. Very important to get the K in there. A stalwart of the Latvian startup and investment scene. What are you doing here, Andris?
So I'm, you could say, taking a day off from my regular job, which is looking for the best startups in the Baltic states to invest in, and working with our existing portfolio. So I'm here to meet people who are also involved in things surrounding economics and innovation in Latvia. So people from the government sector, from other companies, from the non-governmental sector. And I think to perhaps be inspired myself and to try and help others to think about how we can make Latvia a more successful place. Because I think it has unbelievable potential. And from my point of view as someone that invests in startups, in technology businesses, it's never been a better time to start a technology business in Latvia. We have a lot of talent. The globe is much more accessible than it used to be in terms of payments, in terms of shipping, in terms of customer acceptance. And so, you know, I see huge potential and would just like things to happen to amplify that and make it move faster.
From what you're saying, it sounds almost as if maybe things which have been in development for several years have reached a point now where it's a case of sort of press the accelerator. Would that be fair? Or is this just a continuation of a gradual process? So from the way you're speaking, it sounds like this is a sort of point at which we kind of double the speed or something.
So yeah, I think we will see an acceleration. So the nature of startups, everyone kind of looks at these and says, oh my God, overnight success. What usually lies behind an overnight success is years of hard work. In fact, in every case, that's true. And so what I think we've seen a number of companies that have done a lot of hard work till now, and I think over the next few years we will see several Latvian companies that really do take off very big. I'm hoping our fund is one of the investors in one of those companies, but that's, you know, that's what I'm expecting. You know, I mean, we have very successful technology companies. MakerTik is the best example. They're less well known because they're not a consumer brand name. So part of the Estonian secret to success is that their big success story was a consumer brand, which means everyone in Estonia knew about it. Whereas in Latvia, no one knows who MakerTik is, right? It's not a consumer brand.
That's because they're part of the sort of the backroom infrastructure.
Exactly. So almost everyone in Latvia, I'm sure, has had a phone that is connected to a router made by MakerTik, but you wouldn't know it, right? Because it's just a little icon on your phone. So that's, you know, that's serendipity, but it's a big difference.
And quite a lot of, it's still early days at the forum. This is a two-day forum, and we're only sort of halfway through the first day. But quite a lot of the early discussions were about something which is not exactly new, like how to market Latvia, how to spread the word, how to communicate what we're good at, what we're not so good at, the reasons to live here. Is there anything new that you're hearing here that maybe you haven't heard before?
So, I wouldn't say so much. I think the most important part was the discussion about education, because I think fundamentally reforming and improving our education is the number one priority for us to make a successful successful country that will grow and be prosperous in the future. All the talk about branding and marketing, I'm a marketing person actually, but I'm a very practical business person, and I actually think it's much more important than the substance of what happens here is fixed rather than the marketing and branding. So I think it's more important that the foreign investor who is trying to import something through customs has a good experience with a customs official, that the person trying to get a visa for their employee isn't messed about by PMLP, right? That you know, that all these processes happen well, that they can actually deal with digital signatures, also people who are coming and investing. But all of these things, which are not sexy for the government to fix, right? It's much sexier to try and do a new marketing slogan for Latvia, but actually, I don't think that's the most important investment. The most important investment is all the nuts and bolts, right? So, if we have a complaint against a partner we're working, a business partner we're working with, and we have a court case, is it going to take 10 years to resolve, right? This is a more important question.
And as someone who's not from the government sector, who's kind of hands-on and meeting investors on a presumably a daily basis, or potential investors, what is kind of the thing which you try to get into their heads early in your conversation, or the thing that you really try to communicate to kind of keep them on the hook?
So ultimately, what is the best stories to communicate are actual stories of real companies building real products, right? So actually, as we were raising the fund, we actually did several investments ahead of closing the fund, called pre-closing investments, and everyone was much more interested in talking about this particular company building this and how they're going to take that market than they are about the general concept. And I think that applies everywhere, that it's much better for us to talk about the specific examples of success and of innovation than it is to try and sell the general vague concept. I can tell you that I've spent 2.5 years fundraising for a fund and traveled all over Europe. There's a general understanding that the Baltic states are have fantastic talents, are very hardworking, have ambitions. We have an advantage, all three states, that we are small countries, and so anyone wanting to build a big business needs to look to other markets from day one, which is a big advantage. The Polish investors, by the way, are very frustrated by this point in particular, right? So we have lots of advantages, and I don't think anyone really questions that. And as you look from a broader perspective, we get mixed in with the Estonians, which is good for us. The general picture is all good. But what people are really more interested in is this particular company, these founders, this idea, this product, this market, this time, is that exciting for me?
And so finally, speaking about this company, can you give us maybe one name to look out for over the next 18 months?
Yeah, so probably the name that's best known from our Latvian portfolio is Nordigen. So Nordigen is a company in the fintech, the financial services technology space. They have a platform, a machine learning platform that will analyze account transaction data. So basically it's an analytics layer that sits on top of the open banking APIs that's the revolution happening in financial services. And they are selling their products all over the world, all over Europe, all over Australia as well. And a team based in Latvia. And I think we'll see a lot of exciting things to come from them.